Gordon Liddy. What else needs to be said? G. Gordon Liddy.
Launch control, this is the G-Man. We are go for launch.
Prosecutor, paratrooper, White House aide, TV actor, author, and maximum security prisoner. Hey, most talk hosts can only dream of such experiences. Liddy's lived a Liddy.
I need to pay for the craziest things in the world. You're taxing ordinary Americans, people who work for a living. Their tax money goes to pay for these goof-off, do-nothing performance artists.
Yeah, Robert Mapplethorpe, the photographer.
Robert Mapplethorpe.
Pictures of bullwhips coming. When the sun doesn't shine. Yes, that's right. That might stimulate them out there in San Francisco, but I don't think anybody
else. Well, I don't know.
Arnie Frank would love that. The government of Iran has stated that it is its intention to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now, given that information, you would think that sensible people would take advantage of the little bit of time that we have, the window of opportunity, to either destroy or grossly damage the facilities that Iran has for making a nuclear weapon. Anybody should be able to figure that out. And the question I have is, why have we and or Israel not already done so? A Muslim television network founder who has been charged with beheading his wife was the recipient of an award from the controversial Council on American Islamic Relations, the self-described Muslim civil rights group that boasts of its influence on U.S. government policy. Now, I have to point out, they did not give him the award for decapitating his wife. They gave him an award for being a good Muslim. Hassan is accused of cutting off his wife's head at his Buffalo, New York television station on February the 12th. That certainly helped portraying Muslims in a positive light.
G. Gordon Liddy.
The United States has not existed for a trillion seconds. Western civilization has not been around for a trillion seconds. $1 trillion is so large a number that only politicians can use the term in conversation, perhaps because they seldom think about what they're really saying. Extraordinarily talented politician, and as a result of those talents, he was able to talk his way into becoming the President of the United States. But if you look at his background, there's not much there other than that. And he arrives in the White House, and they start giving him the briefings, and he says, oh my God. And he proceeds to reinstall the Clinton administration.
That's exactly right.
You look at all of these different people that he's pulling in there. It's Clinton administration.
I've got a really good way to get rid of them light bulbs that are so toxic. What everybody ought to do is, as soon as they burn out, put them in a nice little cardboard box and send them to the diplomats and people responsible for us to end up with the darn things in the first place.
That would be members of Congress. They're the morons who are forcing those things on us.
Yeah.
The way they reacted to the so-called anthrax scare, remember when people sent them envelopes full of white powder? Imagine what they would do if thousands and thousands of poisonous light bulbs.
Oh, man, yeah, it's a perfect example.
We could shut down Congress, and that would save the country.
The most compelling host you can have on your daily lineup. The G-Man, G. Gordon Liddy. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. live Eastern. Network refeed from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern. G. Gordon Liddy. You won't find him anywhere else but right here on the Radio America Network.
Thank you very much.